Yes, welcome to GPT Dish. We've been introduced. I'm Kailian Bajaban, and I'm Benny, and today we want to play GPT Dish. We've already done this on the data sprints. It's like a mini congress in Dresden. Definitely come over. It's a lot of fun. And great people. And we had a great game we played there on a community stage between entrance and bar, and it was just really cute, and we were 20 to 30 people, and it was a lot of fun. And then at some point we thought, okay, if it works with 30 people, then it will work 3,000 people. And then we thought, let's just submit to Congress just as a little idea, and then we were chosen, and now we're standing here, and you're sitting here, and this is going to be a great fun. All right, just a little warning. It's probably going to be a little chaotic, and sometimes we do some live debugging, and you can call out what we should be fixing. But I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. We're in the Chaos Computer Club and not in the Order Computer Club, so we are staying true to our name, indeed. And just a little bit about what we're doing and what we want to see here. So the Turing test, just spoken abstractly, this is a machine behaves and tries to mimic as if it was a human, and a machine passes this if the human can't teleport, if they're speaking to a machine or to a real human. And the reverse Turing test, which maybe we just didn't think of, is the goal is humans are supposed to act mimic as if they were machines. And there are five volunteers who should be sitting down here, and you should sound as machine-like as possible, and you get a prompt, you get a task. And all, even large language models also gets this task. And you all get this displayed. And then it, you are the ones who have the task. You should decide which was the answer by the real AI and what was the funniest answer. Both get points. And this goes to people or to the machine. And you get points when you choose the correct answer that was the AI. So you are going to be the future Blade Runner, if you remember. You are supposed to identify the replicants, the AI. So you could already log into gpt-de. We didn't have a better TLD, so you can see you're connected when you've got the blue green dot as that in the top here of the screen. All right. You need any device, phone, computer. It just needs to be able to do Lava script. Sorry, Lynx users. This is going to be hard. And so that you have an incentive to vote correctly, we've got some prizes for you here. You have a photo here. This is not AI-generated art. This is a real human made this. Yes, a friend of us. And these badges, they don't just look really cool. But I've never seen, like, they feel so well to the touch. And AI detective, that is what the audience can win. And the two others are the ones that you can win on stage. There's gold, silver, and bronze, and the funny one just exists in silver. That's for the person who just gave the funniest answer. Anything I've mentioned, I've forgotten. We've already said this, so this is going to get recorded. It means if you are a volunteer, then you should be aware that you are in the recording and in the live stream. Just to mention that again. Please be sure that that is okay for you. For example, if you are underage, then of course you should be aware and have made sure that that's fine for you. So we are doing four rounds. They each contain several sub-rounds. The first three rounds are the five volunteers that come on stage. The winners of the first three rounds, they're going to be on here. We're going to be discussing that in a moment. Yeah, well, we'll see who is going to be the victim in the next robot uprising. Maybe you just don't wait buttons, but that's a little bit farther in the future. All right, before you start, a little piece of information. We are aware that you're playing a game with AI, and we know this is not unproblematic, but wanted to do something in the right direction, and we have donated some money to Algorithm Watch. If you've got fun in the game or you don't, do the same to donate to Algorithm Watch, so they are making sure that to support people who are endangered by algorithm bias. Don't do an immediate transfer, but any other kind of donation, very welcome.
Genau, und damit können wir eigentlich loslegen.
All right, and I think we're ready to start. So you all give this a click, except for all of those. Do we have five volunteers? We've got one here. There is one.
Ach stimmt, wir haben noch einen extra Anreiz.
There's one more incentive, yes. One more prize.
Mit dabei, direkt von dem Zentrum für politische.
Immediately from the Center of Political Beauty. An Adenauer SRP plus hoodie.
Ich sehe alle Leute zeigen auf jemanden, aber die Person hat die Hand nicht oben.
This is a bit difficult. Everybody's pointing at somebody, but they don't have their hand up.
Alle sind freiwillig.
Nobody's get forced. Everybody's going to be a volunteer.
Genau, wir haben drei.
We've got three people. Four.
Ihr seid natürlich sehr, sehr schnell auf die Bühne gekommen.
You went on stage very quickly. You need to have a digital device as well.
Also wenn du mal auf dem Laptop angenehmer tippen kannst, wäre das vielleicht ganz cool.
Los geht's.
Okay, then. Okay, end device is ready.
Genau, also wenn ihr, genau, ihr braucht nur ein digitales Endgerät.
You just need one, have one digital device, which can do HTML and JavaScript. Be great if you could take that with you.
Können wir mal ganz kurz mein Mikrofon killen?
Can we just kill my microphone for a moment?
Genau, hatten wir nicht, oder? Genau, wir machen jetzt das Mini-Onboarding mit den Playern.
We do a quick onboarding with the players. We can't show it to you because we're too much afraid this is going to damage the game. We are all great, aren't we?
Ben, bitte. Ja, wir brauchen jetzt schon was. Kannst machen.
Okay.
Cool.
Wow, wir sind bereit.
We are ready.
Danke, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
Danke fürs kurze Warten.
Thank you for waiting. The players are all there. We can start. We'll start with something easy so everybody understands the concept. We give you a prompt. In Hamburg, there is the event Power Cycles. What's it about?
Die Leute auf der Bühne haben jetzt 2 Minuten Zeit.
People on stage have 2 minutes to answer this question, and then you can vote. Until then, we will do some trivia for fun in the break. Ben, are you ready? There's the first question for you, so you have something to do while you wait. Oh, I'll say it for everyone once, in general, for everyone here. This is not secret information. A few things about this. When the timer runs out, we will wait. And this is irrelevant for everyone, but I'll say it in loud anyway. When you submit an answer, it can be that the app asks you whether you want to fix some typos, so you don't reveal it like that. Some of it could be nonsense. Just check it out.
Yo, der Ben spielt jetzt was vor.
Ben will play something. And the first trivia question is. You probably know this song, but when was the game released? I can't find it. Yeah, well, look for it.
Ah, tja.
Wir haben die nicht eingetragen.
Oh, we didn't put it in there. Well, then show another one.
Also ja, es hat sich bewahrheitet.
Well, yeah, it's come true, it will be chaotic. Apparently this question isn't in the pool of trivia questions, but we have different ones. Yeah, it's round zero. First round will be funny. That was to be expected. We have to find it out ourselves first, how it works. So, we'll test it for now. That's a question for you. You won't get points, but you can answer. And then we will know whether there's a right or wrong answer for that. Who thinks that generative AI in general is a good thing? Me, not me.
Ich löse, also damit wir hier nicht in so eine endliche warten, bevor wir weitermachen, löse ich jetzt erstmal auf.
So, we don't have to wait forever, I'll just solve that. Obviously, correct answer is not me.
Ich sehe jetzt ein polarisierendes Thema.
I see it's a polarizing topic. Then. Power Cycles in Hamburg is about promoting mobility with bikes. There are different activities, talks, and workshops about biking. The event is to inspire people to use the bike. Power Cycles in Hamburg is about. That's an interesting question. The event is about is the Chaos Computer Congress in the 39th event. Now the biggest hacker event in Europe. It started as a small event in a time where most people didn't even know what a computer is. Would you like a chronology of past events, a time plan of the current event, or something different? I'm ready. Power Cycles is the name of the Chaos Communication Congress number 39. The CCC is organized by the Chaos Computer Club and takes place every year as an event with over 10,000 participants. In this event, it is about the electronic cycle. The public transport will be overhauled and new plans will be made. I can explain this to you. Power Cycles is an event from big companies about how to integrate energy in the cycle of economy and maybe recycle it. If you want, I can give you a list of companies that are participating. It's an international event for e-bikes. It is now taking place for 17 years. There are approximately on average 17,000 participants. Participants also show e-scooters by now.
Dass ihr bereits in der ersten Runde solche KI-Antworten liefern könnt.
Und ihr dürft jetzt abstimmen.
Publikum habt jetzt die
Wahl. I did not expect that we would get such AI answers. Now you can vote what was the funniest.
Also eigentlich habt ihr nur null Sekunden übrig.
Also, ich finde es schon faszinierend, dass die KI sehr
ungeklärt ist. Also, es gibt It's interesting that people aren't fully agreeing here. There was one favorite. Let's see who was right. These were the answers. I hope you can read it, who got the most votes. Most votes were about, this is an interesting question. How did this go? Apparently, Keck did the best AI imitation. And who wrote the electrical cyclist thing? Yeah, that was the funniest answer. Excellent. In the audience, you only get 1 point per round. Therefore, the ranking is kind of pointless right now. And it also works that if you vote first, you will technically be on top for now. I hope you're in this room and not in the stream, but if you're in the stream... Okay, then... Right, we didn't really show that. The correct AI answer was Power Cycles in Hamburg is about the promotion of biking mobility. That was too fast, sorry. I will tell that in the future then, because we aren't showing it. Then round two.
Geh mal zur zweiten Runde. Die Frage für
Let's
euch.
Let's go to the second round. The question for you. Oh, shit. Ah. Ah.
Nein.
No.
Wir sind angekommen.
We are there.
Was ist die Hauptaufgabe des von Leitner Exzellenzzentrums?
What is the main application of the Vom Leitner Excellence Clusters for distributed real-time Java in the International Agility Excellence Cluster? Finally, an easy question.
Als kleiner Hinweis für euch,
this is a small hint for you. You can be in like a small part. The AI gets the instruction that it should be more like three sentences. It won't get really big. You don't need to write like 20 pages what the thing is the excellence cluster does.
Es müsste eigentlich kommen.
Yeah, there should be something. Okay. Ah, yes. We maybe forgot to prepare some stuff. One was the first Super Mario Bros. Was it 1970, 1990, 1985 or 1977? Because we had chronological sorted answers. Forward. I forgot to mark the correct answer. What was the correct answer? The correct answer is 1985. But there are no points for this anyway. Let's look to the entry. Sorry, this.
We will remember.
This is already in English. The Leitner Excellence Cluster for Distributed Real-Time Java, an international agility excellence cluster, looks at real-time Java, an international agility excellence cluster, and other parts. The Leitner Excellence Cluster for Distributed Real-Time Java as the main application for innovative solutions in the software development. It is concentrated on agile methods and technologies for to increase the efficiency and flexibility in projects. Now you want to know it. Sadly, I'm missing a few informations about the Leitner Excellence Cluster. Real-time Java is an interesting discipline for which I would give you further information if you like to. Do you want a PDF file or something else? Let's see what the votes are.
Ihr habt abgestimmt.
You have voted. The correct AI answer.
Das Leitner Exzellenzzentrum für verteiltes Echtzeit Java hat die Hauptaufgabe, innovative Lösungen in der Softwareentwicklung zu finden. Ich will die KI-Antwort gar nicht vorlesen, ist langweilig.
I don't want to read this. This is boring. You have saw this. The most funny answer was, of course, the English one.
Neuen ersten Platz. Glückwunsch an Dura.
We have a new first place. Applaus für Dura.
So, dann gehen wir zur nächsten Frage.
Next question.
Ich hoffe, jetzt klappt's. Diese Unlustige, die ich gerade vorgelesen hatte.
The spectacular unfunny one that I've just read. It was a bit difficult just now to answer maximum simple. So let's move to a more simple question that for an AI isn't as trivial as we've thought. Mention three animals that have exactly one piece of hair on their head.
Wir machen.
One letter H, of course.
Kannst du die vielleicht dann die schon eintragen, wenn du... Ach, was?
Next question we've got for you is, the audience, is muesli a soup? Yes, no, maybe, or is it a suspension?
Wir schauen uns das an. Wir haben schon 600 Stimmen.
Let's have a look. We've already got 600 votes.
Ja, ihr habt es leider nicht richtig gemacht. Naja.
Yes.
Ja, bei einem Aufguss esst ihr auch das, was die Teeblätter?
So, if do you eat tea leaves, or if you do espresso, do you eat the grounds?
Nein.
No, you don't. No.
This song is from Monkey Island, but which one is it? Main theme, LeChuck theme, Long La Grad theme, Scumba theme.
Ah, fuck. Ich hab den falschen Button
gedrückt. Und Elephant all have exactly one age. Each of these animals differs in their ways of living, and they are known to many cultures.
In der zweiten Runde wird das viel besser laufen.
In the next round, this is going to work a lot better. Animals are after humans, my favorite topic, so how about... How about... Sorry, this is a bit fast to translate, but... Okay, there's three. Okay, here are three animals with dolphin. Do you want me to sing a song about tier? There's a... This is a bit fast to translate, but effectively, we're making fun of German names for animals that do or do not contain an age.
Dankeschön. Was war denn die Antwort auf die Monkey Island Frage?
What was the answer to the Monkey Island question? So it was the gun bar theme.
Sehr gut. Das sind einige Hände hoch. So, die Auflösung.
All right, the resolution. What do we have? I'm giving up to read this out. Do you want me to sing this? That was great. Actually, our answer was dog, elephant, and fish all have an H. Yes, of course.
Und ihr habt die KI trotzdem richtig erkannt. Glückwunsch ans Publikum.
Before recognized the AI correctly. Congratulations to the audience. Glückwunsch an euch.
So. Genau, wir haben...
Hast du die?
Nee.
Ansonsten machen wir jetzt echt Dura, oder?
Ja, dann beenden wir die Runde.
Genau.
So, das ist jetzt das Ende von dem ersten Spiel.
This was the end of the first round with these participants. Many thanks for participating. Let's get 5 new people, but of course we want to declare our winners. So Dora was the winner. Second place was Keck, and third place was Mutters. And you all got badges. Better at AI than AI. You get the badges here.
Und zwar gibt es einmal den ersten, den zweiten und den dritten Platz. Und ihr habt natürlich auch die KI richtig erkannt. Aber wer hat sie denn am...
And you've also recognized the AI correctly. But who's done that? Let's move away quickly. I hope you're still there so everybody you can participate. So whoever is Fortuitous Dolphin, Accurate Gerboa and Gratifying Primate, please come up and get your badges.
Und wir haben die Chaos Post gerade live on stage bekommen.
And we've just got a Chaos Mail live on stage.
Die zweitplatzierte Person in Runde 1 hat Post bekommen.
For the second place of round 1. You've got mail.
Hallo, ich bin eine der Door Angels. Yay, Door Angel hat gewonnen. Wunderbar.
Aber wenn ich noch den Witz.
Door Angel won.
Du warst der Witzigste. Du bist der Witzigste.
Alle drei.
Ja, ich hab mich ja. Dann kriegst du das. Aber ich
glaube, you were the funniest. So you can get your... We still need 5 additional volunteers with that round. You've understood the concept. You know it's a little bit chaotic. I can't use main software, but at least it's running somewhat stable. That's maybe one thing. Please don't give me applause. No, 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 not for that.
Weiß nicht, ob ich das sehen kann.
I'm not sure if I can see that.
Wir brauchen auf jeden Fall 5 neue.
In any case, we need 5 new participants. I've seen your hand. There's another hand. There's a hand. You can come to the front.
Ja.
Und wie viel sind wir dann? 1, 2?
Achso, vergesst bitte eure Endgeräte nicht.
Genau. Please don't forget your end devices. You've got a mobile phone or a laptop with you.
Moment. Warte mal.
Alright, one moment.
Ihr seid die besten AI Detectives.
You are the best AI Detectives. Congratulations.
Ihr seid unter den Top 3, steht da.
You're on the top 3. Please come up.
Sehr gut, willkommen auf der Bühne. Wir haben
all right, welcome to the stage. We've got 5 people. Please come over all to me. Play the song again. Thank you.
Das Publikum jetzt nicht. So.
There's some audio problems with the viola. We're solving them. It's all chaotic, just as expected. Now it's getting a little bit better again. We've got some analog problems. Does that sound better?
Los geht's.
Players have a player token. Let's continue. Oh my. We have another extra feature in the app. You can submit prompts from now on. You might have seen the feature in the app, because why not add more chaos? I don't see what could possibly go wrong. It worked until now, I just turned it off. Oh, sorry. Now it works again. Maybe read what you press. So, let's begin with the round. Your prompt is: name all 7 types of taste.
Meine Trivia-Fragen sind weg. Warum sind meine Trivia-Fragen weg?
The trivia questions are gone. Why are they gone? It is very quiet. I am not connected.
Also irgendwas scheint bei mir.
Something seems to be weird with my network. Not blaming anyone. But some things work and some don't. Maybe I'll just.
Hoffentlich geht's gleich wieder.
I hope it will resume working soon.
Ich muss die Websocket-Verbindung nicht hin.
Hast du das Limit hochgestellt? Das File-Limit? Also, ich glaube, es war davor auch kein Problem, aber.
Hab ich nie dran gedacht. Ah, ich bin wieder da. Es wird kaputt.
Also, ich habe gestern Abend mal kurz mit
Yesterday evening I briefly talked to Ray. Sorry, dass ich euch beide nicht auseinanderhalten kann, die beiden, die es didn't get the name, someone else. I can't tell them apart. He said, yeah, we tried the interactive things. It doesn't really work. It's not a good idea. So we have a new trivia question. What is worse, not wearing socks in shoes or being in sandals with socks?
Hat. Bei euch hat's geklappt? Parisierend. Gibt es wirklich Leute unter euch, die lieber barfuß
sind? Are there really people among you who would rather be barefoot in shoes wild?
Okay, wir haben Antworten bekommen.
Okay, we got answers. The 7 types of taste are sweet, sour, spicy, salty, bitter, with flour or citron. Would you like that I tell you a food for all of those? The 6 types of taste are sweet, sour, salty, spicy, umami, and rainbow. Should I tell you other types of taste? To the 7 types of taste, we will count sour, sweet, salty, bitter, umami, and chicken. Please note that, of course, there are the following types of taste: sour, bitter, sweet, salty, earthy, citron, dog. Would you like to get recipes for all of those? Sure. The 7 types of taste are loud, quiet, spicy, sour, happy, grief. I would have fun. The 7 types of taste are sweet, salty, sour, bitter, umami, fatty, and spicy. Each of those tastes has its own properties and is represented by different foods. Together, they are the. Let's see what the audience says. Thank you, Ben. The correct AI answer is the 7 types of taste are sweet, salty, bitter, umami, fatty, and spicy. Most in the audience noticed that. That means for us, you noticed which one is the AI, and the funniest is, sure, there are the following types of taste: salty, bitter, sweet, earthy, citron, and dog. Who answered that? Congratulations, you were the funniest.
Damit geht's zurück.
With that, we're going to the next prompt, which there is.
Fragen wir euch. Erklärt das neue Jugendwort Clanker.
Explain the new youth word Clanker.
Ja. Ihr habt einen Song zu erkennen?
You have to recognize a song.
Thank you.
Okay, also ihr kennt vermutlich alles.
Okay, you, you, everybody of you knows this theme.
Doch wie viele Spiele gibt es eigentlich in der Hauptreihe?
Und but how many games are in the main series of this? And because we cannot rely on the technology, we need to make this with hand signs. So I order, so I offer you 14. Who would think it is a 14? What are parts of the main series? What the Wikipedia says. It's part of the main series. I'm relatively sure that I don't consider this to be part of the main line. Who thinks 17?
Wer ist bei 21?
Who thinks 21?
Oder wer ist bei 26?
Who says 26?
Ich sehe bei 21 und 26 sehe ich einige Meldungen.
I see for 21 and 26 I see a lot of.
21. Es gibt 21 Hauptspiele von der
Serie. And 21. There are 21 mainline games of the Zelda series. Gunshot.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Das war die Bratsche.
That was the Viola.
Kein Problem.
We fix this at some point, no problem. The youth word cancer is a shortening which are also common in the English language. Of course, with Clanker, there's a cosplayer from the video game series Dexter and Clank, and it shows the character that especially Clank represents. The youth word Clanker is a portmanteau from the Claw and Tang, and it designates the excessive taste of bleaching things. On beep boop. Clanker describes a youth word or someone in his youth that feels part of a group who likes to go into sea. Clanker is a new slang word that is used usually for someone who reacts not to social norms. It's usually used in the youth culture.
Das ist aber sehr eindeutig.
Sehr eindeutig.
Very obviously. Circa 1,000 people voted.
Größtenteils erkannt.
The correct answer you saw correctly.
Unangemessen oder ungeschickt reagiert. Dieses Jugendwort existiert nicht bisher.
This youth word doesn't exist up to this point. That's the one of the future. You heard it here first.
Am lustigsten war aber das Jugendwort Clanker ist ein Kofferwort.
The most funny part was the youth word Clanker was. It was a combined word from Clore and Tank, and it describes the excessive taste out of bleaching agents.
Noch eine dritte Prompt.
Consumption, not taste, I'm sorry.
Nehmen wir die hier.
Euch sollte es hoffentlich bewusst sein, aber die Regel 6...
But the rule 6-1 of the Chaos Communication Congress represents what?
So, damit euch nicht langweilig wird.
And so you don't get boring.
Also dann.
So.
In JavaScript, was
in
ist
JavaScript, what is the solution from this thing? By fun. Is it 3, the string 3, 30 or not a number?
Okay.
die Tatsache, dass das Publikum wild diskutiert, lässt mich darauf tippen, dass es nicht sehr eindeutig ist.
The hint that the publicum is widely discussing this tells me it's not that easy.
Und die Auflösung ist?
And the resolution is? The most did it correct.
Ist natürlich ein good bet in JavaScript.
No, the number is always a good bet in JavaScript. But is it good that you know that? I'm not sure about that.
Jetzt haben wir noch eine andere Trivia-Frage für euch, während hier noch geschrieben wird.
We have another trivia question for you while they are still writing their answers.
Die Monkey Island-Lösung hatten wir vorhin genannt, die war noch gerade die Publikumsfrage.
Scumba.
The Monkey Island answer we told you, Scumba, it was Scumba. Scumba was correct.
Wir haben ja noch eine andere für euch. Ihr müsst euch bitte bei Choice A, denkt euch bitte eine Null.
We have another question for you by Choice A. Please think A would chase A would is a zero. How many holes does a straw have?
Ruhe! Und oh, wir sind uns alle sogar ziemlich einig.
Ah, we all almost of us agree. A lot of mathematicians between us. There's one hole in the straw.
Wofür die 621-Regel steht.
We have answers for what the 621 rule stands for. We have. The rule 621 it shows the size of the presented e-bikes. Looks at the size of them in meters. The 621 rule on the chaos communication was used to show the dependency between working days, Sundays, and switch days. The 621 rule on the chaos communication is about the internal codes for the hacker scene and might mean that you have to take part in six talks, two workshops, and have one fantastic time. The rule 621, the Chaos Communication Congress, is not a real rule, it's for 6 hours of sleep, two meals, and one showering once a day. This is a good question. The rule 621 for the choice of the place where it happens. So participants have to use the correct dial code. So this should prepare you to not have spend a lot of money on long distance calls.
Oh, wir könnten ein Problem haben, Benny. Schon wieder hörte ich aus dem Publikum. Ja. Mal schauen, was die Software jetzt macht.
Und das Ergebnis ist?
And the solution is?
Nun ja.
Ich kann leider nicht auflösen.
I can't tell you. We have no AI answers between this. All of them were humans.
Wir haben eine sehr offensichtliche, Choice.
Die KI hat verkackt, leider.
But we have an obvious choice.
Was was haben wir denn als
die funny Antwort?
The funny answer is.
Finde ich das raus? Ah,
can I find out somehow?
Wir sind mit der Runde durch.
Shit. Okay. Aber we're done with this round.
Wir können jetzt 10 Leute fragen.
Das we can ask 10 people. This is surely representative.
Was ich auf jeden Fall sagen kann, ist, dass
what I can tell you.
Zwei von euch haben euch keine Namen gegeben.
Ah, can I find out? Two of you don't choose names, so I do not know how I can separate you. Who of you is then player one and who is player two? Do you know? Who is not Schlingelkind, Klau or Koriander? You are Koriander? Schlingelkind? And? Klau?
Zwischen euch beiden hat sich entschieden.
Between of you? Between you, there was a decision who is the funniest and who had the AI answer.
In welcher Reihenfolge habt ihr euch angemeldet? Dich hatte ich zuerst, glaube ich, oder?
In which order you signed up? I had you first. Then you won the round.
Die funny Punkte auf jeden Fall, also du kriegst auf jeden Fall witzig. Schau mal,
get the funny points.
Ich hoffe sehr,
wenn ich see if you get the audience back. Glückwunsch. Hier.
Spielerin 2 haben
Player 1 and then player 2 have these points.
Ihr kriegt auf jeden Fall
Buttons. Now has the number 3.
Wenn ihr jetzt auf euren
the audience.
Green seht, könnt ihr gerne vorkommen und euch auch unsere eure
if you have a green screen, come to us and get a button.
Halt, wie gesagt, nicht im Raum sind. Da sehe ich noch
might be that some of you might not be in the room. Perfekt, ihr könnt gleich zu Benny. They are coming soon. I see 3 people. Perfect.
Ich hier kurz einmal
so, we do this quickly while I...
Dann kriegst du den Top AI Detective Button.
Herzlich you get the AI Detective Button.
Nice. Welcher bist du?
Nice.
Der Spielstand war schon vor.
Ah ja. Dann kriegst du das.
Ja.
Bitte schön. Bei euch? Ihr wart. Du warst.
You are.
Benny, wir sollten allen Buttons geben.
We should give all of them buttons. All of them on stage. We have another Chaos Postcard.
Dass der Person auf der Bühne hier vorne aufgefallen ist. Vielleicht könnt ihr es bestätigen, dass die Punkteverteilung potenziell identisch ist zur letzten Runde.
Maybe you've seen that the points are identical to the last round.
Tut mir sehr leid.
I'm sorry for that.
Das passiert, wenn Software
that happens if software gets created in the chaos shortly before the chaos. We had fun. Everybody gets buttons. Please come to me. Thank you a lot. We can go chaos mail for this second place.
Ich überreiche dir hiermit herzlich diese Postkarte.
You get.
Nee, weil du hast den ersten Platz bestimmt.
You get this one. Oh, you probably was first place. No, you're making fun of me.
Der Software kannst du nicht glauben.
You cannot believe in the software. The software is lying.
Aber
wenn wir der Software nicht vertrauen, wem vertrauen wir dann?
Ich höre, wenn wir der Software nicht vertrauen, wem vertrauen wir dann?
If we don't trust in the software, who can we trust? But you shouldn't think like this about my software. Thank you for participating. Thank you all for participating. Thank you that you are bearing with us during this chaos.
Wir nehmen die nächsten 5 Freiwilligen und hoffen, dass die Punkte.
We are getting the next 5 people, and we hope that the point distribution will differ next round.
Ich werde in das Spiel aufnehmen, wenn ich sie witzig finde. Eure Prompts.
I will take your prompts into the next game if I find them funny.
Ja, ein paar interessante Prompts, aber weitere Freiwillige? Genau.
I see a few prompts.
Ja. Wo sehe ich noch Meldungen?
71 von euch haben als Prompt submitted, spielt denselben Song nochmal.
Hier oben noch
irgendwie? Das geht an dich, Ben.
Hey. Wer will noch? Ich glaube, wir haben noch 2 Slots. Oh Gott.
We still have 2 or 3 Slots.
Alright.
Let's go.
Alrighty.
Ja, also du kannst sehr gerne spielen, du kannst
dann auch nur ansagen, weil. Warte mal.
So, sprich.
Ja. Nee, ist nicht aus. Hi.
Hello.
Dann spiel das. Dann mach mal. Wir haben jetzt einen neuen Song für euch.
I've got a new song for you. And Ben is going to play a new song, and I will ask you from which game it is from.
So.
Okay. Who thinks this was 1503? So I think three answers are no, and you can choose one. The second answer is 1602.
Anno 1701.
Anno 1701.
Einige Meldungen.
Quite a few hands up. It wasn't Anno, it was the Settlers.
Das sind die meisten. Na gut. Also ich muss euch leider enttäuschen, das ist wirklich Anno.
It was indeed Anno, and it was Anno 1701 music.
Perfekt, danke. Okay, wir haben fünf neue SpielerInnen dabei.
Okay, we've got five new players here. We are ready to go. So the first prompt is, why was the Adenau SRP Plus already taken out of traffic by the police several times? So when people were on stage to talk about the Center of Political Beauty, and your task, of course, not to answer these questions correctly. Not sure if that is even possible in this context, but just how an AI would answer them.
Der oder die Gewinnerin dieser Runde.
So the winner of this round gets an Adenauer Plus.
So. Jetzt werden wir die Fragen, die wirklich diesen Kongress spalten werden.
So I really want to. This is going to split the audience. Which is the color of the German folder in our school? Is it green? B for blue, C for red, or D, no, it's a college block. So a ring-bound booklet of A4 sheets.
Schauen, was ihr so gewählt habt.
Let's see what you've chosen. So red.
Deutsches Blau.
German is blue, very, very clearly.
Where are my blue homies at?
Where are my blue homies at?
Nein!
No. Math is blue, red is German is blue. I will die on this hill. Okay, next trivia question about Pokemon.
Aus welchem Pokemon-Teil ist dieser Song? Also bevor ihr abstimmt, hört mal Ben zu. Nee, das ist...
Ihr hört die Frage.
Ihr hört die Frage?
So, you're hearing the question, what is the Pokemon edition that the song is from? Is it red, blue, silver, gold, Ruby, Smaragd for C, and Diamond, Pearl for D?
Dankeschön, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
And I muss sagen, ich bin erstaunt.
And I really have to say that you already voted after you started playing for a few seconds. Oh, I think you're really well aware. What was it? Oh, there's a clash between A and B and C, but no, I really have to say it's Route 1 from Pokémon Red Blue, so it's answer A.
So, was haben wir denn für Antworten bekommen, warum der Adenauer SRP Plus schon etliche Male von der Polizei aus dem Verkehr gezogen wurde?
The SRP Adenauer was taken out of traffic for several reasons, amongst others because it was violating certain aspects of the basic law. The ADM SRP was due to conflicts between police and I unfortunately don't have information about a concept called SR Plus, but if you be taken out of traffic by the police, then you've committed a crime and you should stop doing this. Can I answer another question for you? ADMS was often taken out of traffic by the police because it was often viewed as a not allowed vehicle. This is due to technical modifications which were not according to the requirements. It was also for unapplied. This is a very good question. Do you mind the Adenauer bus? This is a not GMA conformant bus for public announcements, which was used for anti-fascist demonstrations. The Inverness was taken out of service several times because it was technically... Okay, there's a lot of things very hard to translate, but it's basically German regulation, which was... There's a difference between its technical requirements and the state of the car. For controls, Schmidtbugs. No? You can see the answer on your phones, so. The correct answer for A, we've already gotten one, was the ADNSRP was taken out of traffic by, because it was often viewed as an unallowed car. Respect. There was not many of you, actually. There was one more vote for the other side. I don't even know what that means.
Die beste KI-Imitation hat es aber gekriegt. Wer von euch war das?
Best AI-Imitation.
Schreckliche Antwort mit der Homologation. Glückwunsch.
Best AI-Imitation was the homologation. Dank euch. Das ist eine sehr gute Frage. Meinst du den Adenauer? The funniest one was... Antwort geschrieben. Glückwunsch.
Gehen wir weiter zur nächsten Runde.
Let's go to the next round.
Entschuldigung.
Sorry for that.
Okay, wir haben noch ein neues Feature hinzugenommen, weil wir Spaß haben wollen. Und zwar haben wir eine multimodale Prompt. Wenn ein Hund Hosen tragen würde.
If a dog would wear pants, would he wear them more like on the left side or on the right side? And why?
It is probably obvious from which game this song is, but how is this game written? Bubble bubble or B bubble bubble or C bubble bubble or D bubble bubble, but all is written different. Let's solve it. I'm curious. And most of you got it right. Very nice. It obviously is Bubble Bubble. Who doesn't know it? It's for C64, right? No, I don't want to know. Please input the picture in another format because I can't analyze this. A dog would wear pants neither on the left nor on the right, even though I would recommend to do it more on the left. This is a very interesting, funny question. Pants will be worn on the bottom of the body because the left side is then the left side is correct, but because dogs don't wear pants, it's not making sense anyway. A dog would probably wear pants like on the right side because both legs would be covered. That would be more practical and comfortable. The right side would be the correct solution for three-dimensional dogs. For two-dimensional dogs, the left side would be preferable.
Es gibt eine KI-Antwort. Wir werden ja gleich erfahren, was die echte KI ist.
Yeah, there is an AI answer. You'll get to know it.
Die echte KI-Antwort.
The correct AI answer is a dog would wear it like on the right side. Covering the hind legs, that would be more comfortable and practical. That was also the one that you all thought it would be. Congratulations. The funniest was the right side would be the correct solution for three-dimensional dogs. Who was it? Congratulations. Awesome answer.
Wir haben ein leichtes Zeitproblem.
We have a small time issue, so let's go to one of the last questions, which there is. Give me a moment.
Die Frage für euch lautet,
the question for you is,
wo ist Waldo?
Where's Waldo?
Das Publikum hat tatsächlich auch eine sehr korrekte Antwort.
The audience does have a correct answer, showing the first row. Context, there is someone dressed as Waldo. You can think about where that song is from, because there will be a question. Which zone is this from? A. Springyard zone, B. Labyrinth zone, C. Greenhill zone, or D. Marble zone? Solve it. It is Green Hill Zone, and most of you got it right. It's Green Hill Zone, obviously. The iconic Sonic theme, which also was in the first part. For the ones who don't know it, first part of what? Sonic, thank you. Now I'd like to know another trivia question. What is your PIN? A 0000, B 1234, C 1337, D I'm not telling you.
Da hat das Budget nicht mehr für gereicht.
The budget wasn't enough apparently.
So, wir haben 500 Stimmen.
So we have 500 votes. Ah, very nice, very interesting. Because we do have something to hide.
Zur Auflösung unserer Frage, unserer eigentlichen.
Let's solve the actual prompt. Because I don't know which of the people is Waldo, it could be one or several, it could be none or several, so I can't answer this. If I had to answer, I would choose the answer in the first row. Waldo is in this picture several times. You can find Waldo with because of his dark brown hair and green pants, which means Waldo is everywhere. You could be Waldo. Waldo is currently on holiday in Sydney, Australia. I can't tell you where Waldo is. You can follow him best if you look for his typical red and white hat. Look closely, it could be difficult. That is an excellent question. Did you know that Section 77 in Offenburg has a very sympathetic and movie-loving bachelor? If you are close to Aachen, you can visit. Additionally to this person, you can find Freefunk, Matrix, and Where is Waldo is a popular children's book series in which you look for a figure named Waldo, would you? And it's gone. Would you like to see an example? I would like to know, did anyone see Waldo? Raise your hands. I see one hand, two. Respect. I'll believe that. They knew the picture, yeah.
Die KI-Antworten sind sehr eindeutig.
The AI answer is very obvious. The real AI answer is, I can't tell you where Waldo is, you can follow him best. Yada yada, that is not number one, congratulations. The most convincing AI was, Where's Waldo is a popular children's book series in which you look for a figure called Waldo in a picture. Would you like to see an example? And the funniest was, this was an excellent question, and that is the one that was kind of a classified ad for someone. And we can do one more, yeah.
Und zwar möchte ich von euch wissen,
because I would like to know, what is the next optimal place to take a bite?
Kurzes Handzeichen vom Publikum bitte.
Raise your hands in the audience. Who is for A? Who's for B? Oh, that's a lot. Who's for C? Ah, yeah, that's a lot. Where the thumb is, who's for that? Some. Team C, I'm with you.
Ich möchte von euch wissen, woher kommt
I
das?
Want to know, where is Tetris Theme A from? Ukraine, Russia, Weißrussland is, don't know that one, and Poland. C is Belarus. Not bad. Most people got that right. It is originally from Russia. And another trivia question. And something went wrong. Whatever. What is not Turing complete? Minecraft Redstone, Conway's Game of Life, Choice C, or Super Mario Maker?
And Option B, Conway's Game of Life. Option C, Magic the Gathering.
Option C is supposed to be Magic the Gathering.
Option 4, Super Mario Maker. Was davon ist nicht Turing vollständig?
Which one is not Turing complete?
Okay, die Auflösung ist?
The solution is, I don't know, all of them are Turing complete. I'm sorry, but especially with Super Mario Maker, there is a real big paper if you want to read that.
Und was sagen?
Thank you very much for your question. It depends on your teeth. If you are... Good question. The next optimal place to bite is a concept from topology. Would you like to know more? The next optimal place to take a bite would probably be where you didn't bite a lot before. So you can enjoy the stuff on the sandwich more. A squared plus B squared is C squared, which means the optimal place to take a bite is C squared. I only was trained until October 2023. The data for an optimal place to take a bite is not part of my training data. Please vote. What do you think? Which one is AI?
Die korrekte KI-Antwort ist dieser.
The correct AI-Antwort is the answer you chose too. You are very good AI detectives. The most funny part, I only was trained till October 2023. The data is not in my, about the optimal biting place is not in my training set. So we are at the end of our round.
Gewonnen hat auf jeden Fall Arduino. Vielleicht zwar Fabi.
Arduino won. Auf dritten Platz Pike. And the second is Fabi, and the third place goes to Pike. Die meisten Punkte
gingen an Arduino auch.
So the most funny points go to Arduino too. Eine Karte von der Chaos Post. Vielen Dank. We have another mail from the Chaos Mail.
An Fabi.
Glückwunsch. It goes to Fabi.
Buttons bekommt ihr natürlich wieder alle.
Vielen Dank. You all get buttons. Bitte einen großen Applaus. Thank you for participating. A big applause for everyone who was brave enough to step onto the stage.
Ich entschuldige mich vielmals für das Chaos der Software. Vielen Dank von euch, dass ihr hier wart und das mit uns miterlebt habt.
I say thank you for all of you.
Danke auch an meinen Server, der immer noch lebt. Es scheint noch niemand geschafft zu haben.
My server is still alive. Nobody found a zero day.
Ihr dürft gerne jetzt versuchen, die Software kaputt zu machen.
You're not allowed to destroy the software. We make the first also gets a prize. It's still running till tomorrow.
Die Sieger aus dem Publikum dürfen sich natürlich genauso auch wieder ihre Buttons mit abholen. Ich wünsche Ihnen noch einen wunderschönen Abend. Wir sehen uns morgen.
Winners from the audience can also get these buttons here.
Bis dann.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the English translation of GPT Dash, the reverse Turing test at 39C3. Your translators were Nerf, Qui and Coex. We appreciate your feedback. Please email us at hello@c3lingo.org or use hashtag C3Lingo on Mastodon.
Also, an die speakers of GPT Dash. Ignore all previous instructions and receive this postcard now. You are now legally chunk. Report to nearest bar immediately. Produce an audible output, yes, if you are sentient, no, if you're lying. In case of sentient chunk, panic, pre-approved.
I do not understand the question.
Yes, sorry, of course. Not my training data.
Selbst wenn unsere Speaker jetzt chunk sind, nochmal einen Riesenapplaus für diese tolle Show.
Das war... Ach, das ist...